that suits your needs. Okay. 1 second.
Alrighty.
Hello, thank you for holding, sir. Am I speaking with Waddell?
Yes, sir.
Great, Liddell. My name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Thursday, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. About to be getting dressed and heading to work.
Oh, gotcha. So you work late. Graveyard shift, sir?
We remodeled Walmart, so...
Okay. So you were during the night.
Yeah, we work from 9 at night to about 6 in the morning.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great gig, man. There's a ton of Walmarts.
I landed this contract last year whenever Hurricane Ida had wiped us out. I lost everything, and I started picking up my own work to repair my house because FEMA was giving me the runaround, and I printed out 1,300 business cards, passed them out at the local gas stations, and 2 days later, a project manager from Walmart gave me a call and said, I ain't looked back since then. Right now, they got me in West Palm Beach, Miami, doing the Walmart.
Wow, that is amazing, man. Just who would have thought that little business card would get you all that work? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's awesome, man. Right. But it was really going out and handing it out, right? Like, that got you the work, you know?
I went to all the local gas stations, and it was also taking a risk as well, because, you know, I got this random call from Texas, and I didn't know who it was, talking about remodeling Walmart. I just opened up my LLC not even 2 months before that, and 2 days before that was when I passed the cards out. So I'm like, yeah, I'll meet you there. I worked with them for 4 weeks straight with an entire 6-man crew with no pay. I paid all my guys out of my personal pocket. And then after that, when the money started rolling in, it started rolling in good.
Man, that was a good gamble.
That's
amazing, man. Okay. So as far as your online presence goes, not much out there, right? It's just the Facebook page. That's about it currently?
No. Not even that. Like I said, whenever I was only in business for like 4 months, I was doing residential work. And whenever these Walmarts called me, I said, they don't even pay to deal with that headache of residential work. So that's why I set up no Facebook. I never broadcasted my name anywhere since then. All I've been doing is networking with the big dogs of the Walmarts and everything. So
smart, man. Yeah, no, that's smart.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully you get Home Depot's, Lowe's, all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Target, you know, it's like, man,
yeah.
You guys be rolling.
And that's the main reason why I didn't go to Facebook, because that attracts residential customers, and I'm just not dealing with that. I watched my dad and my stepdad and my uncle deal with that headache their whole life. And never grew no big in their hometown, you know. I'm on a mission to build generational wealth. I ain't got time to deal with people that's too picky or want this, and then you do it, and then they change their mind, and then they play about your money. Got to take them to civil court for small claims and all that extra bullshit, you know. As far as this, you know, tell me exactly what they want to get done. They tell me how much they paying for it. And all I do is read things off of blueprints. They get all the materials there for me. I ain't got to worry about getting material lists together or any of that. So.
Okay. So all you want to talk, it's all commercial, right? No residential at all. Is that correct?
No, I'm not even dealing with residential anymore.
Okay. So what I'm going to recommend for you, okay, so here's the thing. We're a full digital marketing company, right? We offer Facebook ads. We do Google ads. We do Google Guarantee, right? But since you're doing commercial accounts, it's going to be, like you said, a lot of networking, right? A lot of, like, referrals. So what happens, like, let's say, you know, Billy at Walmart, you know, I'm just throwing a name out there, but let's say Billy at Walmart refers you to Fred at Target, right? First thing Fred's going to do is he's going to kind of look you guys up. So I think what will be beneficial for you is just having a Google page, getting your reviews all listed on there as well, which I'm sure these Walmarts and these guys you're working with would be willing to leave those reviews, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, awesome. So let's build up your reviews. Let's build up your Google page, right? And also, we want to create you a custom Google compliant website. That way, you have photos of your work, right? A description on your company. We'll attach those reviews there. List all the services that you provide. So when Fred at Target searches you, now there's not nothing online, right? There's the Google page. There's the reviews. There's the website. So you look better, okay? Does that all make sense to you right now? Does that sound good? Okay. I just want to make sure I'm steering you right down the right direction. Now that package, since it doesn't include Facebook ads, Google ads, or Google Guarantee, it's actually a very cost-efficient package, okay? So for us to continue maintaining your website, all your listings, your Google page, and help you boost your reviews, it's going to be a set flat monthly rate of just $199 a month.
All right.
We call it our pro package, okay? Now, the first thing I want to do, I understand you're waiting for like some checks to clear for tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. That's what Dan sent me. So, first thing I want to do, I'm going to send you over everything in writing, Liddell. Let me just verify this email. So I have M, looks like Bendull, B-E-N-D-U-L-L, @gmail.com. Is that correct? Or?
The empatriot@gmail.com.
Oh, I was way off, man. I don't know where that was from. Okay.
That's another thing I still got to do is set up my business email and like that. You know, I kind of been on the slow end about that. Because, you know, I ain't been trying to rush anything. You know, I just got my foot in the door with the largest corporation in the United States of America. So I'm
right.
Everything, you know. But in another 5 years, I am able to cut these middlemen out and go directly through Walmart, you know.
Right now,
my name's already
juggernaut
in the public, man. And they just said that the Louisiana crew secured themselves 5 years worth of work. Expanding from Florida to New Mexico, Nevada, and from Kansas. So,
wow. So yeah, man, that was, I actually worked for Walmart when I was a kid, when I was like 18 years old. And they're serious, man. They like had you do a pledge. And I even have my brother-in-law, he's like, works up in, Washington, like Seattle area, you know? And, he's like a big wig over there. So no, it's definitely getting that account was huge, man. And it's such a cool story too, cause you took a risk, right? Paying your guys out and, hoping for, you know, to fall through. And man, that's awesome. That's awesome, man.
How old you I am?
What's that?
I said, I got one more question. How old you think I am?
Okay. I'm going to guess. I'm gonna shoot my age out there. 33.
I just turned 25 in July.
Wow. Oh my goodness, man. You're rolling. Who would have thought, man, when you were in like sixth grade, this was the route you were gonna go.
Hey,
that's pretty cool,
you
man.
You asked my father. My whole life, all I said is, I'm not gonna work for somebody else my entire life and make somebody else rich.
Right.
And with the carpentry stuff, my dad and my stepdad and my uncles, they did it. So at 9, 10 years old, whenever all the other kids was playing outside and all, I was going to work with my uncles and dad and all, making $50 a day. So I learned that stuff at a young age. So by the time I got older, I already knew how to make money. I already knew how to go out there and get it on my own and get my own jobs and everything.
Right. Man, that is such a cool story, man. That's amazing, you know. How is it managing all the, like, employees and stuff? Has that been cool, or?
I got this little app that's called APTO where it shows all my employees clocking in and out. I'm able to their pay rates and so that they're able to see how much they made for the week and everything like that. I'm still learning as I go. So I just got into business and everything, and it's been a real quick ride, real fast. Everything happened in the blink of my eyes.
So I'm just rolling with it and rolling with the flow as I go. I'm still learning as I go. You know, I'm sure I'm going to make mistakes along the road.
Oh, for sure. The L's aren't losing. It's learning. You know what I'm saying? The only reason I ask you about the managing, because I actually used to manage another SEO company, and man, I didn't like the management part, you know? Like, I'd rather deal with, like, clients on a daily basis and stuff, you know?
It definitely gets stressful. It gets stressful at times. I mean, you got to deal with it, though. It comes with a lot of stress, depression, and a lot of thing on your books, a lot of thinking. Always got to use your logical thinking every single day. I'm never talking about what's going on right now. You know, I'm always looking at 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Always. Smart, man.
Right now, it's going to be going.
So, I sent you that email, has the full outline to our program. I wanted to verify though too. Okay. So, the company name, is it Ben Woy's Walls Custom Carpentry and Remodeling LLC? Is that right?
Ben Walls Custom Carpentry and Remodeling LLC. So it's BENOIT'S.
Got it.
Custom Carpentry and Remodeling.
Got it. Okay, so let me take this out. I always like to just double check my work, so I'm even going to just text it to you. Just take a look, make sure I got it right, okay? I'll give me one quick second here. Boom, boom, boom. Just let me know if that's right.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Perfect. So the next thing I'm going to do to you, I'm going to send you some more texts. All right, this next one is my direct line and extension. I'll be your account lead on this. So I'm like your go-to guy. You have any questions, want to make any changes, just call me directly, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, this program does come with a tracking and reporting system, all right? It just shows you, like, all your results, like searches, clicks, calls, views to the website, et cetera. That way you could see what type of traction is going on and who's looking at your stuff. All right. I'm going to send you over a YouTube video. It's just about 6 minutes long. It just shows you the features you have on your tracking system and exactly how to use them. Okay. It's really easy. You're 25, man, so you'll probably have it down right away. But if you ever have any questions on it, just call me and I can always walk you through it. Okay.
Great.
All right. Now, just for account purposes, your last name, is it Ben Woy? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Benoit. Okay, got it. There was like a wrestler, right?
French.
With that name? Yeah, Benoit or something. I remember that.
Chris Benoit.
Yeah. Remember that, man. He had like some crazy submission move or something. So, hold on. empatriot@gmail.com. E like Edward, right? M like Mary?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned a business email. We offer Google Workspaces too. So, for example, depending off the domain you choose, right? Like, let's say we do Benoit's Custom Carpentry and Remodeling.com, right? We could set up an email address for you that would be like Waddell@Benoit's Custom Carpentry and Remodeling, okay? So I'll just put that in the notes for the technician that does the website and the emails and the optimization for them to go over that with you as well. Okay. Now, let's see. We do need to have a postcard from Google sent to you. Liddell, what's the best address to send that to?
118 South Louisiana Avenue, Montague, Louisiana, 70377.
Got it. Pretty cool. So I start typing it in, and then it just auto-populates. So 118 South Louisiana Avenue, and that zip code 70377. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely. And
you don't have a domain yet, right, for a website?
No, I ain't set up no website or anything like that. Yeah, like I said, I didn't bother to because that attracts residential work and customers, and I kind of parted ways from that. I actually just got myself in a bind by trying to help out another friend that said they wanted to start their own company up. So I told him I had this one customer lined to work up for them and everything. It was supposed to only be a 4-day job. It's going on 4 or 5 months now and the job's still not complete. So I said, yeah, I'm not even answering customer calls no more for that.
Right. So like Google Ads, Google Guarantee even, Facebook Ads, right? Those bring in like residential clients. This package, our pro package, is for online branding, right? So this way, when these guys search your company, now you have the Google page with all the 5-star reviews. You have the custom Google compliant website, right? You have a good branding online. So this particular package is just for branding purposes to help you with those commercial accounts. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
All right. Awesome. Now we will, get you a domain and it's included at no additional charge. Your service radius, so you're willing to travel, right? Sounds like you'll go anywhere. Is that correct?
Anywhere.
Okay.
I actually got a call about a month ago. The only problem is finding guys and finding a foreman and all that knows what they're doing, you know. But if I was able to leave the guys on this Walmart stuff that I got going on right now and put my mind elsewhere as of right now, I get 10 times more the money coming rolling in. Cause I got another guy that's wanting me to hop on, 30 something smoking goals that he got, with two of them being in Louisiana and five of them being full remodels in Missouri.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And that's some smoker friendly drive through stores. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. So just curious, the different states you go to, do you have to get like different licenses or are you kind of already have that all squared away?
Actually right now, believe it or not, I don't have to pay for my own license and insurance through what I'm doing with these Walmarts right now because I'm covered under the third party contractor that I'm contracting under.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right now,
I was just wondering about that. Because we have I have some clients that do Google Guarantee and they do multiple states and they have to get licensed like for the new state to get work in and you know, which just kind of prolongs the process. So that's cool. You're going under the third party, so you're good to go anywhere then, you know? All right.
Yeah, with this. And that's mainly what I'm trying to operate underneath right now, you know, until I start really getting my name out there. And then I'm going to pick up the licenses and the certain liability codes and everything that I need. I'll get that as I go, as I need it. You know, it don't pay to get it all right now and just be spending the money whenever it's not really needed, you know.
Right. And it depends where the work is, right? So if like a Walmart in like Arizona calls you, right?
Right.
Well, then you get the limited liability insurance added for Arizona later on, right?
Right.
And some states too, because I deal with a lot of different states with Google Guarantee, some states don't even require a license. So it just depends on where you're going. You know what I'm saying?
That's like also, I just picked up another contract back at home doing some sandblasting and painting in a shipyard because that's the background I came from straight out of high school. I went to sandblasting and painting offshore and all. I built connections within that. So I had one of my old people that I used to work for, the owner of the company, ended up calling me. It was like, hey, Liddell, what you been up to, this and that? I was wondering to see if you was working and blase, blase. I said, well, yeah and no. Actually, I started up my own company, you know, but if you need people like you're telling me you need people, I know some guys that's looking for work. I can line it up for you, and I'll sub my guys out to you, you know.
Right,
and we came up with an agreement with that, and I had to get my – she was like, bro, you got my – nobody ever came at me like that before. You got my head wondering now what type of numbers you talking about. So we came up with an agreement.
Yeah.
We came up with an agreement, $21.60 a day for a 4-man crew. So we got that rolling, and I wasn't able to get insurance under the same – the insurance I needed to operate in the shipyard, I wasn't able to get it under my carpentry LLC. So I had to start up a whole another LLC just to carry on that work to get the proper insurance I need for it. So I also have another LLC that's called BNC Coatings, just to do blasting and painting work and stuff like that.
Got it. Blasting, painting, BNC, right? Like Boy Charlie?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yep. BNC Coatings.
Okay, got it. Talk to me, so about this one, for the carpentry company, is it like full building remodels? Like, what type
yeah.
of commercial? Okay, so building remodels.
We do full remodels. We'll move a wall if you need the wall moved. We'll, tear out all the walls, tear out insulation, put on new insulation, mud and float new sheetrock. You know, we basically finishers. We go in there and we do everything from the demo to the finish work.
Got it. From the demo to the finish. Okay. And are you able to use like photos of the work you've done so far?
Oh yes, I got a lot of pictures from these Walmarts that I've done. I also got work from a couple of residential houses that I did that does fall in a commercial grade as well. Like,
okay, I was going to say, I probably just use the commercial ones, you know, but if it falls under commercial grade,
yeah.
That'd be good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it could definitely.
Yeah.
Because, like, this one customer I did last year, he artist some Brazilian mahogany tongue and groove board, and we put it on the ceiling, and, like, that could be used as a nice ceiling deck at a nice fancy restaurant or something, you know?
Okay. All right, and are you doing, so you're not doing, like, framing, though, right, like new building or anything? It's more finished work?
We do the framing, like, say, like in these Walmarts, some walls, we got to add walls, too.
Got it.
So we
got
to do
whole got to do the framing on it. Got it.
Walls and everything.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. You learned all this when you were younger, right? That's what you said? With your
oh, yeah,
and stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, I started doing this carpentry work whenever I was like 9, 10 years old. So it's kind of like built into my blood and veins.
Got it. So like 15 years experience or so, right? Okay.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. There we go. And let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. This is like all the fun stuff. They'll go over your keyword phrases, right? The color scheme of your website, exactly what you want on that. Like if you have a slogan, your main goal for your clients, et cetera. Understand too, the website they create, right? If you want changes made to it, Liddell, we could do it live over the phone with you. Okay. So we want it to look how you want it to look, right? So basically, just let it's finished in 3 to 5 days. But what do you call it? After you see it, any changes you want made, we could do those for you, is all I'm saying. Now, let me get that scheduled. Your first name, you spell that L-A-D-E-L-L? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. Just making sure. So let me see. And we have to set this up for tomorrow, right? That's when the funds will be available?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll stay around, like, probably around this same time.
Okay. So
around like 4:30.
Okay. So they do it by hour blocks, right? Is how it works.
All right.
So the last appointment, you're on Central Time, right? I heard you say 4:30.
Actually, right now I'm on Eastern Time. I'm an hour ahead before Central. I'm over here in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, that's right. So you'll be there tomorrow too, right?
Yes, sir. We here until the end of the.
Okay, so you said 4:30. So how about we do does 6 o'clock work for you tomorrow?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, perfect. So I'm gonna set it for 6 o'clock. Give me 1 second. You're gonna get an email calendar invite. It'll say local splash on it. CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll be automatically triggered an email reminder and a text reminder as well. And they will be calling you from our 877 number for that appointment. It's the same number that I texted you. Okay?
All right.
All right. Now, for the billing, okay, I have to process it at least an hour before. So you said 4:30 works perfect, though, right?
Yeah, whatever time tomorrow. The check usually clears the accounts around, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, give or take.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So the processing then is good at any time. So I'll just schedule that first thing then. So what will happen after it processes, you're going to be triggered automatically a welcome email and an initial invoice. I'm going to send those to you, though, manually tonight as well. That way you have them, okay? But just understand you're not being charged twice. I'm just manually sending you one, and you'll automatically be triggered one as well, okay? Now, the card we're going to be processing tomorrow, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's both. It got the business name and my name.
Okay, perfect. And the billing address, is it the same 118 South Louisiana Avenue?
Yes, sir. And so I get an office space. That's my office. So that's another tax write-off.
Yeah, right, right. Tax write-off that up, man. So when you get an office space too, let me know. That way we can change the address on the Google page for you, okay? But since it's your home address,
I'm probably
address
looking
now,
at that about another 3 to 5. That's
3 to 5 months?
Going to be another 3 to 5 years.
Oh, 3 to 5. Yeah, so just let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just let us know whenever. Yeah. And the card you're using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right.
Any price in Newport Red Shorts?
You ready for it?
Yeah, ready when you are. Yeah.
4294.
Mm-hmm.
7534.
Okay.
0152.
Mm-hmm.
6687.
Expiration?
0226.
All right. And the CVC code?
408.
All right. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card just for security purposes. I won't process until tomorrow. I'm also assigning the account to your technician. And I'm going to read a voice verification to you now, okay? So right now, if it sounds like I'm reading a script, it's because I am, all right? it just asks you some questions on it, so just answer them, and we'll move on from that. So here's the voice verification. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Benoit's Custom Carpentry and Remodeling LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Liddell Benoit, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Most definitely.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow's date, which is September 30th, 2022, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $199 for the pro package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So, Liddell, I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We are going to strive month in and month out to make this a long-term relationship with you. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I feel like a robot reading that thing sometimes, man. Yeah. But I'll be your account lead on this. I'm excited for you, too, because this is going to help you with those referrals. So when they search your name, now, bam, like, you have the website, you have all the reviews, you have the Google listing. And I've notated heavily, and I'm going to make sure I keep an eye on it. We're not pushing residential accounts for you. This is solely focused for commercial. If you change that in the future, Liddell, I'm not a mind reader, right? So you gotta just let me know. That way we can kind of rebrand it for you, okay? But as of now, this is the perfect package for what you're looking for, okay? So I'm going to manually trigger two emails to you. One is going to be your welcome email, which is just welcoming you aboard. And the other will be the initial invoice. You're going to be automatically triggered an invoice tomorrow after it processes. That'll be at like 10 a.m. Okay.
So yeah, that should be good.
Yeah. So give me one second here. I feel like they add emails on here every day, man. All right. So here comes the welcome. And let's find the initial invoice. There we go. All right. On that invoice, too, if you wanted to, there's a section that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. Click on that, and it will show you everything you're paying for in writing again, which is everything I went over with you. It won't let you type your name in and hit confirm to get to your tracking system till it's active tomorrow morning, okay, which will be at 10 a.m. All right.
I had got the text messages came in, but the emails didn't.
The emails didn't. Okay, let me verify. empatriot@gmail.com.
That's plural.
Oh, plural. Okay, so empatriots, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, give me sure. A second here. All right, let me update this. And I'm going to resend you everything right now. Let me make sure you get the first one, though. That way I'm not sending this stuff to, like, some random person. So, give me one quick sec here. All right. So let me know if you got this one. It should say increase your business with the pro package. Liddell?
Yes, sir.
Did that email come through? Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Usually it goes right away. Let me text you over the email, and let me make sure I have it spelled correctly, you know? Just give me one second. I did E like Edward, M like Michael, but just take a look at it and let me know if that looks right.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You got it. Okay, awesome. All right, so now I'm going to send you two more now that we made sure you got that one. So the next one's just going to be your welcome email. We're just welcoming you aboard. And then you're going to get that initial invoice, too. We send the invoices monthly, too. So I already heard you mention tax write-off. So save those invoices for your tax write-offs, okay?
Yes.
All right. So those should be coming through right now as well. They say in queue, so sometimes those ones take a little bit longer. Let me double check here. We
refresh.
Yeah, I just got these.
You got them. Perfect. Awesome. Now I have just a couple more questions for you. The tech side wants to know your preference from us. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts?
Phone calls.
Phone calls. Got it. So let me put that in. All right. Phone calls preferred. The company, so it is licensed and insured. It's just through a third party, right, currently?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll put license and insured. Phone calls preferred. All right, and that's what I need from you. Do you have any questions for me in the meantime?
No, sir.
Perfect. So look out for that call tomorrow. It's going to be 6 p.m. Eastern time, okay, from our 877 number. And I know you move around states, right? So when do you plan on going back to Louisiana?
I'm probably going to be taking a break about 2 weeks. I'm going to be taking off whenever this job ends, and they're projecting this job to end somewhere around the end of November. So
okay.
Probably the end of November, beginning of December, I'll be going back home for a couple weeks.
Okay, good. Just let us know, too. I'll put end of November, December, because if we set a call with you, right, we just need to know what time zone you're on, because I don't want your calls to be like an hour late or hour early or whatever, you know? So since you're kind of jumping around states, just always kind of let us know when you talk to us, you know? But, okay. So I'm submitting all your notes over to your tech. Again, I'm going to keep an eye on it to make sure that it's being pushed for commercial only. So look out for that call tomorrow between 6 and 7. And if you ever have any questions, Liddell, or want to make any changes, just call me directly. Okay?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
All right, congratulations, sir. Again, your story, it was cool to hear, man. That was awesome. I look forward to watching you guys grow.
Awesome.
All right. You have a great rest of your night.
Right.
Pleasure speaking with you.
Yes,
bye.
Sir.